Mark Scar on KIOW Cares for Friday, March 1st. In studio with me is Andy Klein from Families of the Fallen. We've also got Tim Thrush on the line. Tim is the brother-in-law of Steve Warner. And we're going to talk about, since it's been a while since we had Families of the Fallen, first of all, Andy, thanks for joining us.
Great. It's been an honor to be here again.
And Tim, thank you for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
So it's been a busy year, Andy. Let's start there.
It has. We just wrapped up the year. We finished up with our Operation Winter Gear, where we took a bunch of winter kits down to our homeless veterans and the homeless shelters here around the state. And that is a testament to our community here as far as the generosity and stuff, because it's one of the community-based events that we run where people bring in the gear for this event. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to tell you, when we took that stuff down there, they were awestruck at the homeless shelters with the quality of stuff that we brought. They kind of get used to people bringing the stuff that nobody wants. And we were bringing new coats, blankets, socks, and stuff in great repair. And they were just more than tickled with what we were able to bring them. So it was an honor to be able to deliver that.
Fantastic. We just passed the 20th anniversary of the passing of Josh Knowles.
We did. They had a celebration over in Mason City to honor the passing of him. He was a member of the 1133rd Transportation Company out of Mason City. His family was one of the first families that we reached out to, and they've been a very active part of our organization since. And it's been just, not being able to know Josh personally, we got to know Josh through the family, and it's been a beautiful relationship that way.
And then, unfortunately, Melody Peel passed away recently, too.
It was very unfortunate and unexpected, and her husband, Russ Peel, was one of the medics on board the Mercy Air flight that went down over by Ventura. He was also one of the first heroes that we honored, and then Melody was very involved with our organization, so the passing of her was, felt by all of us in the organization.
Talking to Andy Klein and Tim Thrush about Families of the Fallen, and let's talk about some renewed partnerships.
Oh, this part's exciting. This is fun. So, as everybody knows, we were partnering up with Country Thunder originally, and they left a couple years ago, and it kind of left us without a festival to take our heroes to. So we started looking around, and what was formerly known as Guthrie's River Ruckus, they did a really nice thing for veterans with that organization. They did what they called Stars of the Ruckus, which was they did 50 tickets where you could buy those tickets and you could bring a veteran with you for free. So when we saw what they were doing with that, we felt that their mindset was right for what we were wanting to do. So we made a cold call to them and met with them, and the partnership was developed. So that was really awesome. So last year we took a bunch of our past families and our three new heroes down to Guthrie's River Ruckus, and it was an amazing time. We were the only nonprofit that they were recognizing, so we got front and center all the attention, as much Jumbotron time as we wanted with our heroes. And then we were so lucky that Daryl Worley, the country music singer, actually introduced us to the crowd before we went on stage to introduce our heroes. So that was a wonderful icebreaker for us, and standing in front of 20,000 people cheering for your heroes was just awesome, and Tim was there for that. Tim could probably tell you what it meant to them.
It was absolutely incredible. It's really hard to put to words how impactful that experience was. So I've got the opportunity to be on stage a couple of times, and I know the first time that we were honored on stage was with my nephew, who lost his father, Steve. And when we got off stage, his immediate comment to me was, we get to do a lot of cool things for my dad, but that was by far the coolest and most impactful thing that we've done. So it's been fun over the years, but last year with what Daryl was able to do for us was beyond incredible and impactful, and just meant the world to all the new families and existing families that got to be a part of that.
Tim, since we got you here, do you want to tell our listeners about Steve and also your involvement with Families of the Fallen?
Yeah, so we became involved a couple of years ago and attended Country Thunder for the first time. And to be honest, we really didn't know what we were getting into when we went down there to be a part of this festival and get to meet the crew from Families of the Fallen. But It took us all of 5 minutes to fall in love with these guys and really understanding, you know, where their hearts were and what they're passionate about and what they're doing was just infectious. And so we kind of transitioned from, you know, being hero families to really wanting to have a more active part within the organization. And so we were so moved after that first festival. We said, you know, we've got to do something to give back and help these guys. And so I love smoking meat and drinking a cold beer. And so we said, why don't we invite everybody we know over to our backyard and we'll see if we could raise, you know, $2,000 to $3,000 just to give to these guys and how impactful, you know, that could be. And lo and behold, our first year we raised $11,000, which blew away our expectations. And it was amazing to watch our family up here in the Twin Cities and local community rally around, and we had such good success. Andy said, you know, would you like to do a barbecue a second year? And so we set out for a second year to do that, and I'm a sales guy who likes to chase big goals, so I said, well, we did 11,000, why don't we, you know, do 22,000, double it next year. And that seemed like an awkward number, so we said, heck, let's chase 25,000. And although we fell just short of that, we almost hit our goal of 25,000 our second year. And again, Andy came to me and said, you know what, you're having such great success there. What do you think about starting a chapter in Minnesota? And so we agreed to do that and are in the first year of forming our Minnesota chapter here to, you know, induct more families and spread the vision and passion of what Families of the Fallen is doing up here in Minnesota, while still maintaining incredibly close relationships to the Iowa crew to support them. So it's been really fun. In our third year here, we came just shy of $40,000, which was just incredible to watch the community continue to rally around and get bigger and bigger. And we've got high hopes for what we can do going forward in the future here, partnering with our Iowa crew and the local crew up here in Minnesota as well.
Andy, I know you got some other things you want to touch on real quick.
Yeah, I'd like to bounce back to the renewed partnership with, it's now called the Ruckus. Last year, we met with Grant Sheeter. He's the one that helped set us up with the festival and the red carpet and stuff, and he actually went out and was able to secure a sponsor for us, and Budweiser contributed $10,000 to our mission there at the festival for bringing in the families. And again, I just want to take a moment to thank our local community, because with the festival moving, it created some logistical problems getting equipment and campers and stuff down there, and we had people in the community that stepped up and made trips from Forest City over to Orange City to pick up campers and then taking them down to Guthrie Center and then coming back home that night. And that ended up being about a 10-hour day of driving for them. But we had no shortage of people willing to step up and help us. So that part's been really awesome. And then the fact that Budweiser, you know, was willing to kick in $10,000 just on hearing about us was pretty awesome for us to see. So that opens up the door for this year. We've reached out to six new Fallen Hero families. We've got one that has committed so far, and we're waiting to hear back from the other five. Obviously, we don't get to share those names yet until everything is worked out with the family, because we do protect identities and try to make it as you know, sacred and as not commercial as we can. We try to keep it be about them and not us. So we're still working out the final details there. But we, you know, last year with the Minnesota chapter barbecue and then the Rockwell Hometown Heroes softball tournament that we had, we finished a year on a really good note. We're sitting in really good shape and just looking forward to honoring the people that have given so much for our country.
Andy, if people want to contribute, how can they do that?
Very simple. You can go to our website. There's a donate button on there where you can donate on our website. You can purchase our merchandise. The part about that is 100% of the money that we bring in, whether it be through donations or merchandise sales, goes back to what we're doing, to the mission of Families of the Fallen. Nobody in our organization is on a payroll, so everything that is given, 100% of that goes back to the mission itself. So that is something that we're gonna stay as true to as long as we can, unless we get too big, obviously, where it takes a full-time bookkeeper or something. But right now, everything that people are donating goes back to our mission.
And the website is?
www.fotf.us.
Repeat that, please.
www.fotf.us. FOTF.us.
Andy, thank you for what you do. Tim, thanks for being on with us. We appreciate it. Keep up the great work.
Thank you, Mark.
For Tim Thrush and Andy Klein, I'm Mark Scar. This is KIW Cares for Friday, March 1st.